as we approached the 20th anniversary, I was convinced that the only way to deal with the theories that so many people had was to actually make as much information as public as possible and to put it in some kind of an archive. And I started with the naive idea that all I had to do was release the South Yorkshire papers, South Yorkshire police papers. And I got a group together of all the interested parties I could think of locally. And they were very quick to say they had papers and they wanted to support this initiative. In fact, on one occasion, I was in my office and a courier walked in with four large boxes from another local agency and just put them into the office. And I thought, we may have bitten off more than we can chew here. Now, political pressure rose, and as the anniversary approached, I think it's fair to say some government, then ministers and local MPs, were under a degree of pressure. And they came along and supported the initiative, and that has been fantastic. We now have an independent panel led by the Bishop of Liverpool who will oversee the release of the documents. South Yorkshire Police has nothing to hide. South Yorkshire Police is frequently accused of never having apologised. In fact, South Yorkshire Police is the only institution that has apologised by its chief constable on more than one occasion. South Yorkshire Police is the only institution that took responsibility for paying out the necessary compensation to those who had suffered. South Yorkshire Police will lead the way again in making clear all the documents they have done. And I think those who have conspiracy theories and those who have fears and genuine worries will be reassured by the fact that the documents are in the public domain. And it may be that people look back in 10 years' time and say he was right, and it may be they look back in 10 years' time and say they were wrong, but I still won't regret what I've done.